WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively bringing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back to life. It's not just about having a crab cake in a brewery every single day. That was so August, so last month. We're going to be at Union Brewing this week on Friday from 2 until 5 with the local oyster. Got some great guests stopping by. We got all sorts of stuff going on. We're going to have a whole new schedule for the entire fall. We're going to try to do them mainly on Fridays, but they'll meander around a little bit. Also brought to you by our friends at Goodwill Window Nation. And let's not forget, it's restaurant week here beginning on Friday, kicking it off for 9 and sometimes a little more glorious days of great deals and chefs showing off and the best of local business. So get out and eat if you haven't been out in a while. Make a plan next week to do that. John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We've got Raven scratch-offs. We've got all sorts of things happening here in regard to sports wagering. But I think more than anything, football season, some sort of normalcy. And, you know, it's no problem for me to say the Ravens are favored this week, right? It's easy to say that.
It's easy. Yes, it is. It is easy to say that. You know what's not so easy? We didn't coordinate our wardrobes. We're wearing like the same...
Well, I'm representing Coons, just being, you know, these are my sponsors. Yeah. I mean, what happened? And this is the God's honest truth.
Maryland Lottery. Yeah.
Maryland, well, you're always wearing a Maryland Lottery shirt. Sometimes I'm wearing, but it's gotten a little cold out. So I had to go long sleeve. So the reason I'm in red today is the chilling. It's fall. It's a whole different thing going on. We got football. We got second chance winners. We got things, right?
There is a lot going on. And matter of fact, yet today, I'm very proud to lead our team of people in one of the Governor Hogan initiatives, the Just Serve campaign, community service. You know, we're very fortunate here. We're right across the street from Carroll Park. And on the grounds of Carroll Park is the Mount Clair Museum House. And not a lot of people, I would think, know about that.
I just know about the golf course. That's what I know about, right?
Yeah. Well, this is on the other side. So this is, it's a beautiful park-like setting. It is an 18th century home that Charles Carroll, hence the Carroll Park, and what I found out was a distant cousin from the Charles Carroll who actually signed the Declaration of Independence.
So what's the name of this house again?
Mount Clair Museum Mansion. A museum house, rather.
Okay, I got you. All right. Washington Boulevard, I'm checking it out. All right. So it's right in the middle of that beautiful park. I'm looking it up online just to see what it looks like. Because it looks kind of – let me share it with my audience. Anybody's out there watching us here, just add – here you go. Beautiful home, right?
Yes.
There you go. It looks like a place like the University of Maryland. It looks like it's of that era, you know?
It is touted for its architecture, and it has been closed to the public, obviously, in a – COVID world, but they will be reopening for the public, I understand, in November. So our task today, as it has been for the last couple of years, is to keep the grounds looking good, doing some little touch-up paint inside, getting you ready for some visitors coming up in November. So we're very, very proud to be able to help our partners here in the neighborhood. And that's what community service is all about.
Well, that's cool too. I mean, we all try to pitch in and make the world about it. I love that you're talking about that kind of stuff, because usually we're just talking about like wagering and Swark and mobile and sometimes big winners. We didn't have any huge winners this week, but I would say we probably had some winners at these casinos and maybe some losers too. But if you bet the Ravens, they covered last weekend. But this is a whole new world, right? I mean, even for you in managing lotteries, and you've been involved in lottery professionally for a long, long time, ramp up to getting week one. This time last year, we were all fretting about when it was going to happen. Things are a little bit more normalized. And I know you guys, I said this to Carol last week, you guys are always so ambitious. You're always on to the next thing and mobile and whatever. So can't you just stop and just sort of like breathe that we have at least a major movement in this state after 31 years of being on radio every year for opening week of football, talking about games and point spreads and grabbing the USA Today, to really having this alive right now and people participating. It was all over my timeline last week, John.
You know what? I'd love to be able to sit back and relax and just, you know, watch the clouds roll by, but the Marylanders won't let that happen. You know, they are still very anxious for their mobile wagering. I get that. So, but let's put it in the context. You know, this time last year, we didn't have sports wagering at all anywhere in the state. So we now have, I heard one blogger deem it the Magnificent Seven. I would not go that far, but we have five casinos. We have now Bingo World, and we just added Potomac Riverboat on the Potomac.
So that's online now, because I know that was a little bit
good to go too. Okay, so now we have seven places around the state that you can go in on the weekends and watch the games and make your wager. We have a couple others in the pipeline that are still retail oriented that I think are seeing some delays on their construction projects. You know, they all want to put their best foot forward, but they've been a little delayed by things that we can't control. So we don't have as many up and running as we would like, but the momentum now has shifted towards mobile. And what that means is that we are now in a open application process. So any business, whether they be the DraftKings and the FanDuels of the world, all the way down to the small minority-owned, women-owned businesses here in the state of Maryland who choose to want to get into mobile wagering, the doors are now open. They can come on in and fill out their application. They have till October 21st to get all of their application fees and paperwork in. We are vetting them as they're coming in. And hopefully sometime between October 22nd and December 31st, how's that for a wide berth? We'll hopefully start to announce some lucky locations that will be open for business on the mobile side, which should go a long way to placating a number of those Maryland voters who in November of 2020 wanted to get us into sports wagering.
We said November of 2020 feels like that's 22 months ago. That's a long time. And then I think to myself, just in talking to you, and I can't imagine, and I've gone out to Vegas and seen these operations for all my life, that the ramp up and the opening to this laborious, onerous, and then more than that, and I always come back to this with you, and I know you appreciate this, on the up and up, right? I mean, literally on the up and up. We're talking about a lot of money, money changing hands, in the same way it does for the lottery, that the oversight of this can't be overstated how important it is to make sure that nothing scandalous ever happens by making sure that you guys make sure nothing scandalous can ever happen, literally, right?
Well, you've been in the business longer than I have, and you know that you know fans are fans for a reason. You know, people who think with their hearts and not their heads. And I get that, but the reality is, yes, there are so many things that have to happen behind the scenes that you know you just can't afford to slip up anywhere in that process. And I understand the frustration, but I also understand that at the end of the day, you know, we have to have something that is rock solid.
John Martin is here. He is the director of all things Maryland Lottery. We got some winners this week. Tell me, I had Carol on last week. You had big winners come in there. They cash checks, make everybody happy. I know we had some winners last week.
You know what? We have winners on a number of fronts. Let's start with what I'll call the real winners. And what by that, I mean people who win cash prizes and whether they did it on a scratch-off ticket or on a draw game ticket. And you know what? Sometimes you just can't, it's just dumb luck, right? I mean, you know, people will have their routines, but here's one where a woman thought she was buying a ticket for her favorite multi-match draw game and mistakenly bought it for the bonus match 5 draw game. And when she realized that the numbers didn't win on multi-match, she looked closer and said, well, I don't even have a multi-match ticket. And the next morning, bam, $50,000 bonus match 5 win.
For a ticket that she didn't even think she wanted.
She obviously wanted it. Yeah.
You know, I've used this word a lot. Serendipity is what I would say. You know what I mean? There's no reason for it. It's just the way the gods align to win 50 grand. I could use 50 grand right now, John.
Can't explain those things. Another one where someone's watching TV and they see an address on a house on the TV show they're watching, and they think, oh, that's a cool number. It's a 4-digit number. So they play the pick 4 with that number. They add a 1 on it to play the pick 5. Bam, it hits on the pick 5, another $50,000 winner.
You're running out of money, right? I mean, you can't be giving all this money away,
well,
John.
You know what? We'll print more if we have to.
For Raven scratch-offs and where we are, and I'm going to get Roz ramped up for that for our Maryland Crab Cake Tour and get her husband out too, man. I got to get Greg from Northeast out at some point. But the Ravens game, as we get into this, because obviously Jets last week, Dolphins this week, these tickets, I don't want to say there's a time and date stamp on them, but the earlier you get involved, the more opportunities you have, correct, to be involved in this. And you've had some second chance winners already out of this, but I want to know who's going to get to fly away to Jacksonville or wherever it is later in the year.
Yeah, we don't have that one yet, but that's coming up. But you're right. I mean, a few minutes ago, I called them real winners. People win the cash prizes, but people play the Ravens ticket, not only for the cash prizes, but for the very, very cool second chance. That non-winning ticket is still could be a prize winner. And there were lucky winners across the board. We had our first second chance drawing back at the end of August. And we had a couple people, four of them, who actually are going to be participants in our Pass for Cash. So I don't know if you've seen that at the stadium, but they, you know, we have two people come down at halftime and they kind of compete against each other to throw a football through a target.
Look, I've been doing this a long time and I've thrown a lot of footballs. My wife's thrown footballs. She throws a football pretty well. I would embarrass myself. I mean, I would, you know what I mean? Like I maybe to some degree, but I wouldn't be great at it. It's a really hard thing to do. We wonder why Lamar makes all this money. And now we know, right?
I tell you, for those people going to the Dolphins game, you can root for Cheryl Berry or Belinda Newsom. So you're either on the Berry team or the Newsom team.
Two ladies going at it.
Yeah, that should be fun. That should be fun. But also at the end of August, in addition to that, we awarded four 2022 current season tickets. Nice. So four lucky people will be going to the game on Sunday and enjoying it all season long. Jerry Ward from Baltimore, Maryland, Stephanie Smith from Owings Mills, Anthony Luddy from Mount Airy, and Robert Beckett from Gwin Oak. Congratulations to the four of you as now season ticket holders for the 2022 Ravens season. A lot of fun stuff.
You grew up in Ohio, right? But I grew up here. Okay. So you're about as old as me. I'll give you some credit on that, that I remember the mid 70s as a kid. And the Dolphins were our sworn enemy here, right? I mean, we're talking about the 72 perfect team, 73. And then I come online, Earl Morrill, you know, Shula's coaching the Dolphins. And my dad had sort of a heart, you know, warm heart for Shula. Irsay was already kind of screwing things up. And Schellenberger was gone. And Marcia Brode is in and all that. But my dad took me to one of the most famous games of that era in Colt history. Maybe you'd met Tony Linhart at some point, our beautiful Austrian kicker. And I know his son, Lint, still my friend out on, Bernd Linhart is my friend out on Facebook. But Tony Linhart kicked this incredible field goal through the fog to beat the Dolphins back in the era of sack packs. So we had Dutton and Barnes and Joe Irman and Freddie Cook, like, and Ed Simonini in the middle, and all these Nesby Glasgow and Bruce Laird's running around out there, and Lyle Blackwood, right? We had the sack pack, is what we were called, a sack pack. But we had a big thing that week. It was squish the fish. Dolphins squish the fish. So this week, because we don't play the Dolphins very often, it's Squish the Fish Week here this week. So all of our winners get down there, support the Ravens this week, and go beat the Dolphins. We're perfect so far. How'd the Browns do last week?
Well, you know, it was one of those games that a true Cleveland Browns fan can only appreciate with, it was the revenge game with the Baker Mayfield Carolina Panthers. And for the first 3.5 quarters, Baker was the Baker Mayfield that we had all known and not really loved in Cleveland. And the Browns kind of, you know, owned the game. And then all of a sudden Baker kicked into this, you know, reincarnation of the greats of all time. And they took the lead with 8 seconds to go. Our rookie kicker trots out and kicks a 58-yard field goal to win the game. So this kid,
we call that a tucker.
You know what? this is going to be interesting. And then after that game, I watched the laugh fest, which was the Steelers and the Bengals. And those two knuckleheads couldn't have kicked it in the harbor if you teed it up, right out front of it. I mean, what a laugh-a-thon that was. And the only thing that would have made that better is if it had finished in an overtime tie. And they were very close to that happening.
It's one thing we could all agree on. Browns fans and Ravens fans are rooting for a tie. Yeah. And that it was, no, here, you take it. No, I don't want it. You take it. No, yeah. I don't want to win this week. Here, you win this week. Yeah. So there's a little bit of that going on.
But it should be good. They're a lot of teams. And I think the Ravens may have been guilty of it as well. You know, I kind of get this. We're not going to play our starters in the preseason, but boy, it showed. It showed
all around the league. No doubt about it. It's sloppy.
Yeah. And thankfully some of the teams did kick it in before the end of the game, but a lot of teams, mine being one of them, it showed in their quarterback play. He was not at all sharp, and you know, we'll see what happens.
This is where I say to you, this is why you take your time getting mobile online and stuff, so that we don't have week one problems, so that everything is orchestrated. Because it was a sloppy version of football. It really was.
But it will get better. We will see what happens. Thanks for softening up the Jets for us. We'll see how that works out this weekend.
Well, we've all got to go play the AFC. We even get the big bad Patriots next week, and those Buffalo Bills bringing all their fans and wings and all that good stuff there. John Martin is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I'm getting the new Raven scratch-offs. We're going to be at Union Brewing on Friday with our friends at Local Oyster, telling local stories, doing the neighborhood tour the right way. And I'm eating crabs this weekend. I'm going to a crab feast with Leonard Raskin. So I cut back a little bit on the crab. And John, you'd be really proud of me. It's September, middle of September as we're cutting this right now. I got on the scale this morning, and even after 31 crab cakes, 31 days, 38 breweries, the whole deal, I'm back at my playing weight. I'm proud of myself. I really am. Because last year I gained like 12 pounds, and it took me a month and a half to get rid of it.
Okay, so tomorrow morning, if you do that, try it with both feet on the scale. See what happens.
No. I took... When I shave, I'll even lose more if I cut my hair like Goldilocks. John Martin can be found here each and every week. We got him up in front of Baltimore Positive. He runs things at the Maryland Lottery and Gaming, including making sure that things are on the up and up. And you can go out and enjoy yourself this weekend and wager on the games, watch college football on Saturday at any of the seven locations around town. And, of course, if you're at the Ravens game on Sunday, make sure you're rooting for one of the ladies down there to win the big prize and break the bank and go get tens and tens of thousands of dollars. What's the big prize on at the end of the year for that? It's a lot. $7,500, isn't it, what it is?
I have no idea. For the past, the cash thing?
Yeah, it's a lot of money, though.
I have no idea. It is real money. Hey, and if your plans don't include – going to the Ravens game, although we will be at Ravens Walk as we are each and every home game. We will be at the Maryland Wine Festival out in Westminster this weekend. Great event.
Two things I love, Westminster and wine, right there.
Exactly. And then also coming up before the month is out, we have some other fun things. I'm not aware of this, Nestor. Maybe you are, because you're more of a restaurateur than I am. We're going to be at the Maryland Seafood Festival.
I know about that. Yes, I know about that.
It's Sandy Point State Park at September 24th and 25th. So we will be out there both days at the Maryland Seafood Festival. So
my wife always says to me, we go across the bridge, she's like, why do we ever lay on the beach over there? Why do we go all the way? It looks like a nice beach. And I'm like, well, when I think of Sandy Point, I think of the Special Olympics and the polar bear plunge. And they do that every year there. So great that you guys are there. I must say, I was at the state fair last weekend. One of the benefits of not going to New Jersey on Sundays, I got to see Stick Sunday night and hang out with them out at the state fair. And the weather wasn't great early in the day. It was stormy on Sunday, but you guys were out there giving stuff away, spinning wheels, having a good time. And promoting the lottery. So I'm happy to promote the lottery. I'll be doing it on Friday as part of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. John, rest up here this week. We're going to get this mobile thing together, and we're into the good season here. We're going to get some good winners, get some jackpots going, all right?
Good. Look forward to it. Talk to you next week, Nestor.
John Martin, Executive Director of All Things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're going to get some Raven scratch-offs to go along with my mug that I'm bringing out. We'll be out and about around the community all month long. It's all brought to you by our friends at Goodwill, Window Nation. And don't forget, it's Restaurant Week. Please support local restaurants, local places. They're all showing off. Get in there, take advantage of lunch or dinner beginning on Friday. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore, Saints, Squish the Fish. It's BaltimorePositive.com.